broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October 28th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. You know, it takes a lot of work to restore the Republic, folks. It's a row to hoe, to say the least. Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Cosby's with me. And, man, you know, a lot of times we have a guest, one or both hours. This Friday, we're going to have guests for 2 hours straight, Kirk. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah, it's going to be the students from Arizona, buddy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, very good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a lot of hard work. It's going to be educational for the students and for the people. You know, how many people invest in the students, Kurt? Do the mainstream press invest in the students like we do?
Well, Sam, I don't think so.
All right. Well, there you have it. There's two stories, Dateline LA, Kurt.
Yeah.
And I don't even know how to respond to these stories. One's about sex, one's about guns, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the you know, Sam, we talked about last hour how you know, Indiana is a northern LA, and it's not the same kind of LA as this one, and we're talking about Louisiana in that case, but this LA shows you why Los Angeles and California are losing people. In other words, you know, people are leaving there.
In droves, by the way.
Yeah, you know. So which one do you want to talk about first, the guns or the
other? Do the sex one first, Kurt. Might as well get that thing out of the way.
You know, holy moly. So they have a thing there in Los Angeles, apparently. They call it LA Unified. Now, what that means is that they got the huge government school districts or school system, and they call it LA Unified. Now, apparently, they got a little trouble there, you know. Now, that it's not, no, ladies and gentlemen, don't get worried. It's not like they've been posting the Ten Commandments everywhere. You know,
heck no, people might
like
see that and think about it, and then they might actually obey that idea, Kurt.
Yeah,
it'd
I
be
mean,
crazy.
You, know, you can imagine the dangerous situation that would occur. But in this case, they had some 14-year-old apparently, you know, got involved physically with a teacher, and their attorney, the government school attorney, blamed the student for this.
So here's the deal. A 14-year-old kid, girl, I guess, right?
Yes.
Had sex with a male teacher. And in court, the attorney said that the girl was responsible for the actions.
Yeah.
Now, it's just beyond comprehension, Kurt.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to bring out about the story that I thought was interesting is, you know how as soon as you hit like 60, you're pretty much supposed to, vacate the premises. You're supposed to.
Not if you work in government, Kurt. Then they need you so bad, buddy, you could even be dead and it'd still keep you in office.
Well, yeah, that's apparently the government school system there has the superintendent. That means the big hotshot smart guy of the whole place. He's 83. And, he might step down pretty soon. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting about this story.
But I got a question about this headline. The headline, Kurt, in this story says this. L.A. Unified, that's the government school district down in L.A., you know, California. Not Louisiana, California.
Uh-huh.
L.A. Unified again fires attorney who blamed student for having sex with teacher. Now, what do you mean again? Did they fire this guy once?
But this is how this works, Sam. You got to remember, like, for example, anytime you got something that you want to see stopped, and you maybe you and your buddies show up and you, you know, run a campaign and you say, no, don't ever do that again to us. You know, we don't like that. Well, typically big government just goes, well, they got it wrong this time. So we'll just bring it back over and over and over. And so that's how it works. You know, and they're again firing him. And now what I would expect, Sam, is you fast forward this and they're going to have again, they're going to fire him again, or which means they hired him again.
Well, that's my whole point. What are they thinking? Yeah. What on earth are they doing?
Chances are very good if some media really did some uncovering, they'd find out that that guy, you know, in his law firm probably has some connections to the council, if you will. Or at least they contribute heavily to those on the council, you know.
All right, I just don't even get it. I can't even comprehend blaming a 14-year-old girl in this scenario. Now, maybe she was a willing participant. I don't really know, but I know this. She's not of age to make those kind of decisions, number one. And number two, when you have a teacher or an authority position over someone else, I mean, the whole circumstances are just so wrong. The idea that you could blame the girl is just beyond comprehension. And this girl, I'm sure, is going to have a tough enough time getting over the abuse that she's already taken, Kurt, much less to think her whole life that, oh, man, she was at fault.
And at
least, it's just crazy, Kurt.
She hasn't
it's insanity.
Been abused there. At least they hadn't been abused there at the school by making them pray.
Or, I hear that.
Read scripture or, you know, look
yeah, thank
at the
heavens
Ten
for freedom.
At least they didn't have that kind of evil stuff going on.
Good
there
point, yeah.
LA
great point.
Unified.
Yeah. By the way, stored now, handguns are in L.A. too. And, you know, maybe somebody could have saw the teacher with a student and, you know, ran that teacher off with a gun. But no, can't have that in the gun-free zone either.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is another reason people are leaving those places like that, leaving it to the criminals. But the headline reads, L.A. to require that stored handguns be locked up or disabled. Yeah, I mean, you know, those disabled guns are so helpful. But anyway, that's what they did. Now, by the way, they had a vote on this, and, you know, the whole group of them, you know, the council, there was 14 of them. Guess what the vote was?
Oh, 13 to 1.
14-0.
Ooh, a smackdown.
You know, I mean, you could, you could
gun
see
control.
If it was, I mean, it's just insane, the kind of stuff that goes on there. And this L.A. is nothing like the other L.A. we were talking about. Louisiana, at least they seem to have some sense there in Louisiana. They got jambalaya and stuff like that, too.
Hey, well, you know, maybe if you're a porn star, you got more brains than the rest, you know?
Well, not. You know, this headline here, it's just insane. But there's a guy, tech tycoon, they call him Matt Hamilton. I guess he's a big shot at what they call Magic Jack. I don't know if this
yeah,
is
Magic Jack's like a phone line, Kurt.
Yeah.
It's like an internet phone line. It's
big,
a VoIP line,
big
just
bunny
to be technical.
And stuff like that. But
big bunny.
The bottom line is, well, you know, he was big cash, and the problem
oh,
is
money, not bunny. I thought you were talking about, you know, the porn bunnies and stuff. Okay.
No. The problem is, you know, a guy apparently didn't have a wife and didn't
well,
have
that's
a family and apparently didn't have, you know, those things. But he did have lots of money, and so apparently he called some man, or they call him a porn star for, you know, well, they call it a pay-for-sex encounter. Anyway, the guy started saying to him, the guy that was hired, that he was going to blackmail.
The porn star said he was going to blackmail.
Yeah. And so, you know, he got
the tech tycoon,
rich
right?
Rich cat to hand him over his Audi sports car and $500K in cash. You know, you just don't do this kind of stuff. You'd think this tech guy would be smarter than this. But, by the way...
I got a hint for this tech guy. Now, this tech guy is the one that reached out to the porn star, right?
Yeah.
And the problem is the porn star wanted more for sex than the guy was willing to pay is the real issue.
That's right. The $1,500...
Because it's okay to pass money back and forth. You know, that's no problem, but it's the a lot of money problem.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to tell everybody that you're involved with this. And here's my recommendation to this tech tycoon. I mean, I feel bad, and I guess the porn star got 6 years. Okay, nearly 6 years in prison for this or whatever, because, you know. But yeah. My issue is maybe the tech tycoon ought to, like, go to church instead of going to the porn star. And maybe the tech guy ought to think about trying to find somebody that he could be friends with and eventually maybe become a companion to. And
yeah, have, you know, some of those kind of relations.
I mean, when I think about it, my wife's pretty inexpensive, that when you look at it that way, Kurt. And not only that, we work together on everything, and we actually enjoy each other's company and stuff like that. And we don't extract anything hostile from each other, and it's just safe. And it's, well, you can just say it's the Lord's ordained way, Kurt.
Wow.
Maybe that's what we ought to strive for in America, huh? This is Liberty Roundtable.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is brought to you in part by the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. Now, thepowermall.com is their website for the Power Mall. The Power Hour, incredible talk show, friend of ours, Joyce Riley, coined the term do business with the good guys, and boy, do we agree with that. That's why you want to support thepowermall.com. Now, to place an order, call the Power Hour or Power Mall at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Now, you can get monthly copies of the Power Hour radio talk show there. You can get fresh water cod liver oil. new tea tree oil shampoo and conditioner. You got just new products from North American Herbs and Spice. You got Supremacy C or Supremacy Strawberry 24-ounce powder. I got one of those. They're phenomenal. You got The Hidden Faith of the Founding Fathers by Chris Pinto. It's a new DVD, if you will. You got new Superfood Smoothie Mix. Now, I'm interested in this big time. It's from Sun Food Nutrition. New Superfood Smoothie Mix. Man, I want to check that out. All right. You got a lot of good stuff at the Power Mall. Okay. We want you to check it out now. ThePowerMall.com. Understand, you're not only buying incredible products for your family, but you're also then supporting incredible talk radio. Okay. You got kids' wellness formulas, 10% off. Yeah. You got Beth Lee books, for instance. God Wants You to Be Well for Free. Oh, that's a cool concept, huh? Living Streams Probiotics, 10% off. Okay, you got all kinds of cleanse products from Dr. Edward. Okay, you got different groups of products. All kinds of cleansing products, parasite cleanse, gallbladder cleanse, cleanse specials, colon, etc. North American Herbs and Spices, 10% off. Just incredible stuff. Check it out, thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. All right, Kurt, Dateline Jeopardy. What is that? Na, 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 na.
I think that's the sound. I don't remember because it's been a long time since
you got to pull out that cable TV, bro.
Yeah, good point.
But
apparently there was a lady on Jeopardy. You know, this game show. And
you know, what was her name again?
Her name is Becky Sullivan. Sullivan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
She's a news producer, by the way, for National Public Radio.
NPR. We fund them with our...
We call it National Government Radio.
Yeah.
But anyway.
NGR.
Apparently she's become a viral sensation after she unintentionally scorched some liberals during her recent appearance on Jeopardy.
By the way, what do you think of those unintentional scorchings, Kurt?
Well, it's hard. Anyway, she's from Kansas City, Missouri, and she provided a hilarious climax, they say, to the one of the shows. She was given a Jeopardy clue in the category of flowers, and it said, the flower pictured here is called this, comma, also a disparaging term for people on the political left. She couldn't think of the name of this flower, and the flower's name was the Bleeding Heart, by the way. While the correct response was a bleeding heart, she wrote, "What is a pansy?" Anyway, the audience erupted in laughter.
Yeah, but see, I don't see how she's wrong and they're right, though, Kurt. You know how sometimes you argue with your teacher about what question's the right one? I have a hard time saying that their answer is more correct than her answer, Kurt.
Well, I guess if you look at the particular flower, then you know. But
what
anyway.
About, yeah, okay, if you look at the flower. All right, I'm just saying you got pansy bleeding heart liberals that want to run around and destroy the country. I mean, even the NPR gal gets it, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess the host there said, "Hey, man, I think you may have found a way to insult liberals in this country."
Hey, that's pretty good.
When she called him a pansy. She had lost $6,000 of the money that she had up to the point there. But bottom line is, they think that was pretty funny, and I think it's reasonably funny. I didn't watch the film clip, but anyway, there's your Jeopardy.
Yeah, clocks can be right once a day, Kurt, if they're digital. And, I mean, you know, even the NPR lady on Jeopardy. I mean, even there's some value there once in a great. How many great should I go? While.
Quite a while. Right? Yeah.
Now, she devotes some behind-the-scenes secrets of the game show, Kurt.
Oh,
you got to tell them about that.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. She said that, insider info, this 30 seconds of footage with the Jeopardy music where we're thinking and writing had to be retaped. It's all fake. Yeah. And that does give you a little bit of a view into the way it typically comes, The media is scripted, Sam.
Well, even the game shows.
Yeah.
Now, in their defense, they've got a certain timed slot, Kurt, for the show.
Yeah, that's right.
And in their defense, they can't just have it all over the map. They've got kind of a format they follow. And so I'm not going to completely criticize them for this. You do have a certain amount of time to think, and it is real. Just because it has to be retaped for TV to fit into the time slot, I'm not so sure that means it's fake, meaning that I know Americans don't really understand a lot of that, and so it's fake in the sense that they don't really get it. But, you know, in that sense, most media is fake. The only media that's not fake that I know of is live talk radio by small hosts that go live, and they don't have any script. Okay, I've got nothing in front of me except for a computer. And on my computer, all I have is I look for stories all across the net, and so does Kurt. And then I compile them into a little notes file that I've got here on my computer. And I've got just headlines and then maybe a couple, two or three. If a story's, let's say a story's, I don't know, 300 lines long, just for instance, I will read through the story and pick out the five lines that I care about or two lines or whatever it is that I care about the most. And so that I've got a summary in front of me. And oftentimes the summary doesn't even really tell the story. It's I tell the story from memory or from my mind because I've read it and I remember well. But the reason I have the lines in front of me is so that I get the mainstream press headline correct. And so that I've got the names and the dates and the places and et cetera, because there's just no way to reproduce that without taking a couple of quick notes. So a quick example about this robber story where the guys, you know, robbed this restaurant, and then the guy went on Facebook and said, "Hey, man, you come to my restaurant with your concealed carry permit, I'll give you 25% off." Okay, I wrote down that it was an Indiana restaurant. I wrote down that it's 25% off that they get a discount for. I wrote down the name of the owner and the name of the restaurant. Okay. It's my business. I can give discounts to whomever I please, says the owner. Okay, I wrote down that quote just so that I get his quote right. But other than that, I don't have anything in front of me. All the commentary, all the opinion, all the breakdown of the constitutional realities of stories and moral aspects that we ought to look towards for answers in regards to these stories, all that flat out comes from, I don't know, my 50% IQ or what, Kurt? Anyway, I bring that up because I want people to understand. So in this story, all I have is Jeopardy contestant, and then I have her name, because I won't remember Becky Sullivan, Kurt, provides a humorous conclusion to her appearance. And then I've got she divulged some behind-the-scenes secrets of the game show because I wanted to remember that little tidbit, that nugget in there that most people won't even really focus on. But we will, because it just shows you the mainstream press is scripted right on down to the game shows. And when she didn't know, and when she got there, she's like, "This thing's all fake." Now, in their defense a little bit, with the timed requirements of the show, I get it. It's not totally faked as much as it is necessary to time out the show. I get a lot of that. Maybe she doesn't, but I do. But the point is, it's not like people think it is the real answer. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks refuse to use, straight ahead on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. This is getting boring, but Donald Trump's back in the news, Kurt. Kurt, well, give the details. But, I'll tell you why it's boring.
All right. The headline, Donald Trump, media are scum. I don't know that this is the way you get yourself covered by the media, but...
Kurt, it is when you're friends with them and it's all political theater, it's all game show, it's all scripted, then it's cool. They know full well they're going to say that. Hey, you can call me scum as long as we get absolute coverage, dominate and control the whole discussions of what gets discussed in America by who, how, et cetera. You know, they're all cool with it, Kurt.
He says, and he's kind of complaining about this, but he says the media is not doing a good job of covering his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. He lashed out at them during a Monday rally in Atkinson, New Hampshire. That's according to The Hill. He said the press has a lower approval rating than Congress. That's what he told the crowd. He says they're scum, they're horrible people, they are so illegitimate, they are just terrible people. Story that I found at Newsmax says Trump immediately backtracked a bit, sounding a little like his June announcement speech where he railed against Mexico sending its criminal element into the United States before adding, some, I assume, are good people. Likewise, I guess... During this speech, he said some of the people in the press are honorable, but you've got 50% who are terrible people. Anyway,
Kurt, you find this boring?
Well, the thing I find interesting is that he's surprised that the media is not covering him.
At least he's feigning surprise.
He's got to understand. Well, okay. He's got to understand, like you teach people over and over, is that he who owns the media makes the rules.
He could call me and I'd for free give him a crash course, Kurt, if he wants to, you know, come on the radio.
That's right.
And,
the media made him by giving him the, TV show or whatever that he had and then giving him all his free coverage earlier. And he's a little upset that he's not continuing to get that. I guess that's...
Good point.
The whole issue.
All right, now, here's the reason that I say it's boring. He tells you that the mainstream press, the media, they're scum. In other words, they're horrible people. They're awful. They're the worst. They're liars. They're dishonest. They're basically prostitutes. They're okay. He tells you everything. He's
and
right.
He wants
Kurt.
Them to cover him.
But then he says, "You know what? You guys ought to hang out with me."
Yeah.
Okay. Why doesn't he go to the New Media Taken Center stage that doesn't play that way? That flat out goes live. Okay, we're not scripted. I'm telling you, this is just Sam talking here. We'll go live, Sam and Trump. We won't have any notes. And we'll talk about America. We'll talk about the supreme law. We'll talk about the oath of office he aspires to take. We'll talk about life. We'll talk about family. We'll talk about God, family, and country. We'll talk about life, liberty, and property. And we'll give him a long form fair shake. But he won't give us the time of day. And that's why I say this is getting boring, because I'm sick of people just criticizing the mainstream press, but nobody wants to do anything about it, Kurt, except for us. Okay? And then they say, oh, your talk show, it's a quaint experience. But yet then the FBI watches us, the CIA watches us, the Homeland Security watches us, the Southern Poverty Law Center watches us, Right Wing Watch watches us as if we're super important. Which is it, folks? I submit to you it's the latter. But of course, if they acknowledge that, then they're in trouble. But Donald Trump calling the media scum, why don't you come and hang out with some good people for a change, Don? Why don't you help us with your big old war chest, fund an end run round them, Trump?
Yep.
Why don't you go on the offensive instead of the defensive critical game? Go on the offensive. We're making and breaking their gatekeeping status, right? All right, yeah. Kurt, are you held ransom by malicious spyware? I don't know if you know, but there's spyware out there, Kurt, that basically gets installed on your computer, unbeknownst to you. Then it locks your computer down and demands money to unlock it. You're familiar with this?
I have not seen it.
All right, it's called ransomware.
I'm not surprised. They call it ransomware?
Yes. Okay. So it installs itself without your knowledge. It's like And then it basically locks it up and says, hey, if you pay this much money, then we'll unlock your computer for you.
So it's kind of like Windows?
Well, no. But I get your point.
Yeah.
All right, now, here's the problem with that. It's evil. It's wrong. Now, IT guys, Kurt, who have been in the business for a long time, I'm one of them, have told people, do not pay that. You will not get your data, though, if you don't pay, Kurt.
All right.
But I say that no data is worth paying these people. And the reason why is because once you pay them, you've lost the battle. In other words, you will continue their existence. If nobody paid them, they wouldn't do this very long.
Uh-huh.
So the ultimate win is...
Kind of like paying for, you've got somebody who's kidnapped by terrorists, and so you pay them, and then do you think they might kidnap somebody else?
Yeah, sure. Sure as rain.
Why?
Because they got paid. Okay, so here's the point. IT guys like me have said, do not pay. I don't care what your data is. I don't care how important it is to you. There's a way to recover. You cannot pay these people on principle, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, now the FBI's in the news, according to Russia Today. Held ransom by malicious spyware? Just pay up, FBI says. Kurt, they've lost their minds.
Yeah.
Okay, the FBI has lost their minds. What do you mean, just pay up? That's the most foolish thing you can do. Just empower them, says the FBI. Now, the FBI is not going to try to find a way to go after those criminals to stop them for me. They're not going to do a Federal Bureau of Investigation or anything. They're just going to say, Sam, pay the thugs. Get in bed with them. Enable them.
Wow.
Okay, I don't understand what the FBI's existence is even for, Kurt. If they're not going to try to find out who's holding people's computers hostage and create accountability, by investigation and then by prosecution for criminal activity, what good are they? They're just running around having porn parties and drug-fested parties with prostitutes and whatever, and then they run around in scandal after scandal like Operation Fast and Furious. They're arming the enemies, arming the drug cartels, and then if I get my computer hacked and controlled by some thug, they're just like, I'll just pay them, dude. These people are crazy. Do not pay if you're held hostage by malicious ransomware. Do not pay. Okay, I'm telling you right now. And I know you say, but Sam, my data is so important. These are family pictures or this is corporate business stuff. I get all that. I also get the second you cave, you've lost the battle forever. All right. No charges have been filed, of course, against the IRS, and no charges have been filed against the guys in government that have been involved in porn sex parties with drug cartels. No accountability anywhere, Kurt, for Hillary Clinton and Benghazi. Well, no charges filed again after government watchdog finds BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, which is unconstitutional, is all get out and should be shut down. But the BLM illegally sold wild horses to slaughterhouses, Kurt. The Bureau of Land Management flat out violated the law. When it sold wild horses to a rancher.
They violated the law. An unconstitutional agency that should never exist broke the law?
Yeah. Darn right. So the BLM broke the law, but let me just explain. No charges filed, sir. Okay? There's no accountability in government is the problem today, folks. Next story to illustrate the point. Now police chiefs across the country are calling for universal background checks on all gun sales.
That'll fix it.
It's crazy.
And they're going to hand out little copies of the Ten Commandments?
No.
Right along with it?
You can't do that. That would amount to force.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now,
not like
they say background checks should be mandatory for all, I repeat, all firearm purchases. And a stronger records-sharing system should be put in place for law enforcement agencies to combat illegal gun sales and to prevent risky and or straw buyers from purchasing guns. Now, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Kurt, I submit to you, would stand against this. But police chiefs across the country are calling for it. So there you have that. I thought I'd bring that to your attention. It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, Kurt. They got new construction going on. I don't know if you've seen this.
New construction?
Yeah. Dateline CNN covered this, Kurt. And they say this. It seems like a regular room, Kurt, with minimal aesthetics, laminate floor.
Uh-huh.
But at the touch of a button, things happen. I'll tell you about it in seconds. It's the new way people can live smaller. People can reduce their massive negative footprint on the world, Kurt. And we're going to tell you how to, you know, make it better, buddy. That's how we roll. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com, teaming up with RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, CNN is pretty, what do you call it? They're really good at their words. They call this thing, Yo Home. Kurt, that's what it's called. Yo Home, buddy. And it looks like a regular room at first glance, but no. It looks like minimal aesthetics, a laminate floor, wood and flooring kind of thing. But at the touch of a button, the kitchen disappears, Kurt. The dining table and chairs sink into the floor, and a bed, a king-size bed, descends from the ceiling. Yeah. And an entertainment center comes down, and a cinema screen opens up from the wall. Yeah. They call it Yo Home, buddy. It's a box of tricks, Kurt, that aims to offer a solution to the challenge of what they call restrained living spaces in cities. Mm-hmm. They're going to transform one room into five, buddy. They call it a 40-square-meter studio. Now, I don't know if you could figure out meters to feet for me, but anyway. The 40-square-meter apartment, it's a studio apartment. It alternates between a lounge, a kitchen, dining room, bedroom, and office with storage space beneath the floor. The concept is made possible by a network of counterweights that moves furniture in and out of the walls, floor, and ceiling on request. Now, believe it or not, Kurt, it's kind of cool because there's sensors to make sure that this furniture that moves around and everything doesn't collide with the occupant.
Yeah.
So if you're in there, buddy, it's okay. I've been involved with theater and designing the stage for shows, and the mechanics of stage scenery are magical. That's one of the people that created these things. Mm-hmm. I wanted to turn my apartment of about 400 square feet into three or four rooms, and this is the answer. The design was first announced back in 2012, Kurt, and has gone through several different prototypes since its inception. They're going to roll out the product in the northern city of Manchester soon. They call them prefabricated apartments. They'll cost around £150,000, and they can be stacked on top of each other. For fast and easy construction, they say that it'll create high-rise blocks around the world. I don't see why we shouldn't have 40 floors of them in Hong Kong and New York and other places. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can make money, buddy. It's called Yo Homes, bro.
Wow.
You're in, aren't you?
That's an interesting story. I like to see, kind of changes in things, and somebody's bringing something
new to the table. Yeah, they call it making space efficient, Kurt. They say rapid growth in the world's major cities. That's where the majority of the world's population is. And they now live in urban areas.
Together.
Mm-hmm. And that has forced developers to find more efficient use of space solutions. Microhomes are finding a niche. And former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg has supported micro designs by relaxing laws on a minimum size of living quarters. And architects are showing that smaller homes mean that you don't have to sacrifice comfort with modern technology. They call it multiple function furniture that creates new space. The demand for housing is not abating, Kurt, so you got to think density. And in big cities, people blend their public and private life. And there you go. Now, listen carefully to this statistic. They say the steep rise to living is imminent. An estimated 27% of Americans now live alone. Isn't that a sad tale to tell, Kurt? An estimated 27% of Americans live alone. Mm-hmm. To me, that's real sad.
Yes.
I don't think people are meant to live alone. I mean, God blatantly said it's not good for man to be alone. He meant getting married. But I submit to you that that marriage then meant people wouldn't be alone either, because they'd have children or each other as husband and wife or spouse. But an estimated 27% of Americans now live alone. That's according to census data. That's sad, if you ask my opinion. Really sad. So I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Then they go on and on. They talk about as increased demand for small solutions, technology advances have also reduced the need for cumbersome furniture such as bookshelves and, you know. They say homes that adapt to you are the future.
Wow. Imagine that.
Yeah. They say there'll be greater efficiencies in years to come. Living spaces are likely to become much smarter. In other words.
Sounds smart.
They're kind of thinking you can create the Swiss Army knife of housing, Kurt.
There you go.
Yeah. So they got a city home from MIT going on. And they call it Changing Places. Mm-hmm. You can use a single piece of furniture that can morph into just about anything you want, buddy. Millennials are willing to sacrifice space for location.
You know, an orange crate can be all these different things.
Yeah. Anyway, you got that going on. So I thought I'd bring that to your attention because I just thought, man, that's just a very unique story. And I get the living space problem, but I also get that, you know what, you're going to have a living space problem, Kurt, when every individual has to have their own car. Everybody has to have their own house and live alone. We're creating a crisis by our rejection of the traditional family, Kurt.
Good point.
And when we got the Congress, World Congress of Families going on in Salt Lake City right now, which I hear is a great success, by the way. While that's going on, it's interesting that, you know, 27% of Americans live alone. I think that it's a sad tale, and I think no wonder we don't have enough space for everybody, Kurt. It's not the way it was designed to be.
Great point.
But it's not really space that's the problem, because I've driven from Idaho to Texas, and I'm telling you, there's plenty of space, bro. The problem is that everybody wants to be connected to the urban center. You got to have a job in the city, making big money. You got to have all the modern conveniences to connect yourself to all these. It's all that stuff.
You know, it's like Sam the other day. You know, I noticed close by where we live, the ladies' price for eggs from their chickens. That
ladies' price.
She actually has. Well, you know, she sells eggs.
Kurt,
from
you go to
chickens,
the store to get eggs, buddy.
Yeah, I know, but in this case, when you want eggs, you know, that are kind of like brown or a different color or whatever, you know, instead of those white kind, you know, some people want that. This lady's price went from $3 to $4. But I noticed also about the same time I was visiting a daughter of ours that, you know, lives in a little place called Oak City out in the country, you know, that the eggs there were like $2. Now, what I want to ask you, Sam, is...
Well, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have near the overhead of the big city apparatus, Kurt. You don't have the outrageous, belligerent taxes. You don't have the urban living, which drives the prices of everything up big time. You don't have the infrastructure. You don't. It's a simpler life, buddy.
So if eggs are $2 there and they're $4 in the city, could you make half the money and still do just as well in the country?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, and so...
Of course, like, the answer's clear, yes. That's my whole
let's
point.
Let's say your lot in the city costs $200,000 and your lot to build your house in the country costs $20,000. Could you make a tenth of the money?
No.
And do just as well?
Because that's only one part of the equation.
Yeah, I know.
But could you make less money? In other words, could it be less than 50%? The answer is yes. More like 40 or 30% or 35 or some number in the middle with a blended reality based on fixed costs? Absolutely, Kurt. Yes, the answers are clear, resounding, yes. And that's kind of the whole point is, why do we need to all be living alone? Why do we all need to be in the center of the urban chaos or whatever you want to call it? The answer is we don't.
Yep, good point.
All right, Kurt, have you heard of the ultimate sleep solution before?
Is that like a commercial for a bed?
No.
Okay. What is it?
They say it's a temple or a simple two-ingredient solution. That's your key to getting a great night's sleep. It'll help your body relax like and regroup commercial. For the day and help you get a great sleep. All you need is 5 teaspoons of organic raw honey, 1 teaspoon of pink Himalayan sea salt. Mix these two ingredients together, store it in a jar. You can make as much or as little as you want. Then all you got to do, Kurt, is put a little bit under your tongue. They say a 5-to-1 ratio works the best. So 5 parts honey, 1 part salt. Listen.
When I was selling honey the other day, somebody asked me about this, and I was like, I haven't heard anything.
Well, you got to listen to Liberty Roundtable to know, buddy.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. All right, so it's 5 parts to 1.
What's it called?
Well, I don't know
what
it's called.
What's the thing called? Raw honey and salt.
It's called the ultimate sleep solution.
Okay.
It's raw honey and salt. It's 5 parts honey, 1 part salt. Now, they say it's a simple 2-ingredient solution. Now, they say you got to have organic raw honey. And then they say you got to have pink Himalayan sea salt. Now, I don't know what pink Himalayan sea salt is. I just assume what they mean is not government-produced salt. It's like raw salt or whatever you want, regular salt, right? Anyway, the bottom line is salt and honey is the key to a great night's sleep. They say just make it up, put it in the fridge, store it in a glass jar. Put a little bit of this mixture under your tongue every night before you go to sleep, and voila. You, my friend, will have a good sleep. I just thought that was pretty cool. Thought it was worth trying. Thought it would help Kurt sell honey. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com if you want incredible honey delivered to your door for Christmas or Thanksgiving or for whatever reason you fancy. You can also email him, Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com, or call him at 801-669-2211. And that's all I got to say, except for, hey, turn your phone into radio, 712-432-5339. This nation shall endure.